Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Rain. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. And all that year when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, "How you doing?" he really meant it. He really meant, "How are you doing?" It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired, he was sick, he was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed he didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in, and when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful. He was beautiful. So beautiful. Well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that and he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, "Can I ask you?" And he said, "Do I miss it?" "Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again, and the love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically I am still dying. Technically you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes." Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story, except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful. We are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh,
look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR. Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
When you step out my front door, you're lighting your fifth cigarette of the day. We're walking down the street, you're stepping onto the train. We've got the whole world to greet, and I can sing you a song that I hope you can sing to the world. And I can be your little songbird. When you get home at the end of the day, you're tired and you're weary. You're putting out your last cigarette as the sun is setting. You're crawling into bed. I'll sing you a lullaby into the morning light, and I will sing softly but still can be heard, and I can be your little songbird. I can sit on your shoulder. Baby, baby, you can be my perch. And I can sing you a song that I hope you can sing to the world. And I can be your little songbird, your songbird. And I can be your little songbird.
We'll be right back. You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
graffiti they couldn't quite erase. The blank face stares on the subway as people go home. The parks lay empty like my unmade bed. The streets are silent like my lifeless telephone. And this is where I live, but I've never felt less at home. So I'm not unsympathetic. See why you left, there's no one to know, there's nothing to do. The city's been dead since you've been gone.
Just whatever it is, you keep myself occupied, even though I know you're not coming home. I try to keep the house nice and neat. I make my bed, I change the sheets. I even learn how to use a washing machine. Keeping things clean doesn't change anything. Come home, tell me, oh, what am I gonna do?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
About the passion.
some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of gold, some kind of majesty, some chemical load. Kind of metal made up from glue, some kind of plastic I could wrap around you. The needy eat man-made, they wear phony clothes, they sit with our picture book and build big
some kind of nature.
Like plastics and digital foils to wrap up the sound and protect the girls from the spiritual poison you expel at night. Like phony clothes, but I really like mice.
Some kind of nature.
Some kind of nature. Some kind of soul.
Some kind of gold. It's gonna come and find us. Oh,
Hi, this is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.